USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order directing the federal government to buy a number of drugs solely from American factories. The so-called Buy American order could represent a shakeup of the drug industry.
So today I'm taking a bold and historic action to reduce the price of prescription drugs for American patients and American seniors. Previous administrations did nothing, as drug lobbyists, special interests, and foreign countries freely ripped off our citizens. Therefore, today I'm signing four sweeping executive orders that will lead to massive reduction in drug costs.
The order covers a number of medical supplies that are deemed essential as well. In recent weeks, both Democrats and Republicans in Congress have penned legislation attempting to retool America's drug supply chain, but the president's proposal is the most dramatic action to date. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Trump administration rescinded its warnings to Americans against all international travel because of COVID-19, saying conditions no longer warrant a blanket worldwide alert. The State Department lifted its health advisory for the entire world in order to return to country-specific warnings. That move came shortly after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revised its COVID-19 travel advisory information. The CDC lifted its do not travel warnings for about 20 locations, but still is advising from staying away from the vast majority of the world. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised eyebrows once again with racist comments comparing the African American and Latino communities during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists.
Yes, and by the way, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
President Trump slammed Biden over his remarks, saying the Democratic rival totally disparaged and insulted the black community. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There is a new checkpoint program from certain states to New York, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is launching a new checkpoint program for travelers out of state. If you're traveling from 34 states and you come into New York, you're going to need to quarantine for 14 days. Former NYPD police officer Dr. Oscar Odom tells Fox News this is not a good use of police resources or their time.
Obviously, once again, people are not reading the data. They're not reading the charts. Crime is skyrocketing. Robberies, murders, assault. We see it on TV. It's on all types of footage. And then you decide to use a law enforcement agency to worry about quarantine. Make no mistake, the sheriff's office is more than capable under Sheriff Aceto to address this issue. However, with crime skyrocketing, it's like they're putting their head in the sand and not paying attention to it. It's just like saying, here's a fire in the building, but it's my lunch break, so instead of putting out the fire, I'm going to go on my lunch break. And this is what is happening now in New York City.
California could be on track to release over 18,000 inmates early to make space in crowded facilities during coronavirus. A spokesperson for the California Department of Corrections said that a number of inmates have had their releases expedited, and overall, we have reduced the total of incarcerated population by more than 18,300 since March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.